Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
What is the strangest thing you've seen on yours or someone else's body? 206-421-RIDE.
The hiatal hernia.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Because the regular ones, you're just in so much pain.
Right. But yeah, the hiatal, like, ooh, look at me. Am I disturbing to anyone? Hello, Corey. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, guys. So a long time ago, when I was down in San Diego in the Navy, I was about to hook up with one of my roommate's friends. And right as things were getting heavy and clothes started coming off, she stopped and was like, hey, I got something to tell you. I was like, okay, cool. What's up? She tells me, and she pulls off her socks, I have two pinky toes. And I'm just looking at her, and I go, yeah, so do I. And she's like, no, like, I have two pinky toes on each foot. And I look down, she has 10 toes, but the last two toes on each foot are pinky toes.
How weird looking is that?
It was very weird looking. So, like... It just killed the moment for me.
It killed the moment.
I regret it to this day. But I hate feet.
You're an anti-footist.
So you don't like feet anyway, and now she's coming up with these crazy two pinky-toed feet. So I mean, how do you explain this to her? You just say, "Look, I can't move past this," or what?
No, we just kind of slowed it down from there. We just kind of stopped pulling clothes off, kept making out, and just kind of simmered down a bit.
You have to know that she knew it's because of her freaky feet, right?
She absolutely 100% knew it was because of her freaky feet.
Dang.
So the worst part is, so I mean, obviously that's probably the worst part, but the next day, so they were vacationing from Texas, they were visiting from Texas, and we lived right 3 blocks away from the beach. So the next day I come home from work, and my roommate's girlfriend is like, hey, we're all at the beach. Why don't you come down here? I'm like, nah, I'm tired. I just want to chill. She's like, no, come down here. It'll be fun. And the whole time I'm thinking, this chick is going to be at the beach and her toes are going to be out. And I can't do that. So I go down there to the beach and she's running out of the surf to come see me. And I just look at her footprints in the sand and it's got these weird little two pinky toes. And I'm just like, oh my God, I'm going to hell.
So what if it happened now, right? Because you even said, look, I regret it. So say she says, you know what, let's try this again, and she pulls off her socks. Would you fight through it?
Oh, no, I'd be holding those ankles.
What if she said, suck my toes?
Oh, that's a, yeah, no. We're not going there, no.
Okay. Yeah. What about the people
who... I don't regret it that much.
What would you think of if she was a beautiful woman, but she had a foot fetish and liked to either play with your feet or do things to you with her feet? Now, her feet are perfectly normal. There's nothing wrong with her feet, but that's what she's into.
So you said beautiful woman. How beautiful are we talking?
How beautiful does she need to be?
Yes.
I don't know. You know what? As I've matured, the feet thing has kind of died down a bit. But at that moment in time in my life, I don't know. You'd probably have to be
What do you think is the origin of this? I'm curious.
I have no idea. I don't even like my own feet. I just don't like feet. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah. I just wondered if like there was some trauma that happened in your life.
I don't know.
Where feet are not your thing. What is the strangest thing you've seen on yours or someone else's body? 206-421-ROCK.
I will say this. If you're like that guy or like me, you're not into feet. Like, if I'm dating somebody and their feet are on me, like, it's fine.
Right. Right. Yeah.
But I can't explain it to you. There's been other people where you're kind of thinking about dating and like their foot touches you and you're like, oh, I don't like them.
Really?
Yeah. It's like at that moment you realize it's not going to go anywhere. So it's like,
get your foot off me.
So they had no idea why everything just came to a close. It was all because they brushed their foot up against your body.
It's weird to explain, but yeah. Like, I don't care. Like, whatever. But yeah, I've been in other situations like, are we going to date? Are we not? And just like, ow, what is that foot doing on me?
Did you tell them that?
Well, no. I didn't know till the foot touched.
Yeah, you don't know.
And there was nothing wrong with their foot in general. It was a normal looking foot. I just don't want it on me.
I don't have a problem with feet, but there was this chick, I won't say her name, but years ago, right? She worked at a restaurant with me. We would flirt every now and again, and I remember she asked me out, and I'm like, you know what? Absolutely, man. We get along really well. So about 2 days later, I see her. She's not working, but she comes into the restaurant. We haven't dated yet. And she's wearing open-toed shoes. And she had those hammer toes. Man, mm-hmm. I could not move past it. Like, feet don't bug me one way or another, but her feet really bugged me. And I'm just like, I can't. I don't want those around
me. My grandfather's feet, his nails look like wood chips.
Right.
They look like something that, like, you know, back in George Washington's day, if you didn't have toenails, they just replaced it with some chips of wood.
Right.
And they were yellow and brown, and the nails were so hard, like, I don't even know how he cut them.
Right.
I mean, he was a mailman for 35 years. He was World War II veteran. I don't know how this came about. I don't know if it was work boots walking every day. It was just, they were disgusting. I was like, Granddad, what is going on with your feet? He's like, oh, well, whatever. He's like, okay.
I mean, to me, they're just utilitarian.
Well,
like,
yeah.
And I'm not going to get on, some people really love feet, right? They have feet fetish and everything. Like, I don't know, it's a foot. You use it to get around and this and that.
But, you know, was it Rex Ryan?
Rex Ryan's fetish guy.
Tarantino, big foot fetish guy.
What if you go to someone's house and they want you to take their shoe? They want you to take your shoes off.
Well, sure. I mean, it's their
home.
It's
not a big deal.
Yeah.
Okay. What is the strangest thing you've seen on yours or someone else's body? 206-421-ROCK.
Somebody here says, I would totally suck them baby toe feet. Feet are feet. Hello, Alan. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Alan.
Hola.
Hola.
Hola. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yes. We got you, Alan.
So it's right about 6 inches below my shoulder blades. It's like 4 inches wide, 6 inches long, a really dark birthmark that gets completely packed with hair. Mm-hmm. And my wife, if it grows super long really fast, she likes to braid it.
Then you found the right woman to be with. I mean, Greg, because that can go one of two ways. You found the perfect woman to be with.
Has it
always been hair? Like, did it grow hair before the rest of your body started growing hair, like puberty and all that?
Yes, it did. And when I was in school, you know, I'd have my mom shave it all the time. Kids would make fun of it because it would be hair and pull it, you know, like when you're in gym class and junior high, you know, you go in and, you know, the other kids would.
Why is it that hair somehow makes everything worse?
Because right? The hair there is so much more coarse and thick, and as he says, it grows at a higher rate of speed.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, you can have a mole, right? And you go, like, oh, you got a mole. If that mole grows hair, you're like, mm-hmm. The birthmark. You know, and I do remember a kid in school, he had one of those kind of red, kind of blotchy birthmarks on his forearm. It wasn't a big deal, but it's the only place on his arms that he grew hair. So it's like it just screams for attention, and it's not something he wanted to bring attention to. But you're sitting in class, man, and you realize
it's like one of those things you put on the top of your eraser that had the crazy hair sticking out. It's like
a troll.
It's this mushroom poof of hair coming out of this one small area.
But like everyone's just kind of staring at it. Even the teacher, you know, she'd be talking to him, and you could see her eyes always drift down to look at that big, weird, hairy patch, man. You want to make something gross? Add hair.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Now, as we all know, Thro, you talk about all the time, the Irish and the English aren't really known for foods.
Not good foods, no.
I will say this. St. Patrick's Day, last weekend, a lot of people celebrated it. I know they had the parade downtown and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, I grew up Irish Catholic. I went to a Catholic high school, this and that. So, like, St. Patrick's Day was a massive deal.
Yeah.
And I remember being a kid, and we would go to, like, you'd go to, like, a pub, and I remember getting fish and chips, and it was served in newspaper, and I was like, this is crazy.
But didn't you think it was awesome?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. But it's also one of those things, too, I look back on it now, like, oh, man, that is just being a brat. Like, I don't know if I like this.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love fish and chips as a kid.
Really?
Yeah, they had chains. They had a place called Arthur Treacher's.
Yep.
I'm really dating myself. Another popular place was Long John Silver.
Arthur Treacher's crushed they Long John Silver.
They had hush puppies. They had
I'm
fried
familiar
fish.
With Long John Silver's, but honestly, I don't think I've ever been to one.
They're,
oh, really?
It's been years.
Because they were kind of sparingly around where I grew up. Arthur Treacher's, I remember there was one out of Montgomery Mall, but we never stopped there.
Oh, my dad stopped there all the time, man. He was a fish and chips guy, so Arthur Treacher's, at least once a week, either he came home with it, or he dragged my brother and I there.
Well, and I think the other problem was, we went to, like, what was supposed to be an authentic pub, so, like, it was just the one giant piece of fish. You know, how, like, I get it with, you know, how kids are now, but, like, I was a kid, too, it was the same way. It's like, this looks different.
Make it look like a dinosaur. Just, it's all you got to do.
Cut it up into three pieces.
Right.
Anyway. Well, you said, like, you know, it's a little bit different because there's a bigger Irish population, obviously, on the East Coast.
Sure.
And a lot of your friends, associates, people that you know, people you went to school with, people you work with, whatever, they take the day off.
Everybody does.
They've been in a bar since, you know, 9 o'clock this morning.
Right. And then you add in the tournament
Madness.
Going on.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. It's like my cousin and his brother-in-law, they took the day off. So about Coach Prada. But as long as I've known it, well, his birthday's always been March 17th. But he picks a bar and he just gets there at like noon and hangs out all day.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
And feels it tomorrow.
Yeah, I think he takes the day off.
That would be a smart
you know
move.
What?
2 days.
If you take the day off, take off tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, him and his dad own the company, so.
Okay. Well, that helps.
That goes a long way.
Right. Mm-hmm. Helps with your names on the side of the truck. Right, Coach? Anyhow, people will go out tonight. You'll get some stuff. I had a Reuben over the weekend from an Irish pub, so that counts.
I mean, I had a Reuben over the weekend, and not for this purpose. I just realized I had crap. It's a Valhalla sandwiches, something like
that. Oh, yeah.
You recognize the food truck, and they have a brick and mortar, and we stopped in there, and I got the Reuben, and it was absolutely outstanding, man.
Yeah, Reuben, corned beef is great, but corned beef, again, like any brisket, it's either very good or just sucks.
Right.
Like
it depends on who makes it.
Yeah.
That goes a long way.
Yeah. So this is some of the state's favorite traditional Irish dish. All right, let's start with this one. You guys ever had soda bread?
I have.
Okay, so soda bread's tough because a lot of times it is absolutely awful.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had it a few places that did it correctly, and it's delicious.
It's not bad. It's kind of like the when you go to the coffee shop and they have all those delicious things you can have, croissants and all that stuff, and there sits the scone. It's not that it's bad. It's just out of all the other things that you can get, it's just okay. It's like a Bisquick drop biscuit to me. You know what I mean? It's dry.
Yeah, like it's okay.
It's crumbly. Maybe you put it in chowder. I don't know. Sometimes they put raisins in it.
Don't do
all
that.
Right, you ever had call cannon potatoes?
I don't know what that is.
All right, so it's basically like a twice-baked potato.
Okay.
Right? You got to boil some potatoes, and then you mash them up. You're supposed to add either like cabbage or kale
to the mash.
Correct.
And then bake it again or something?
And then, right.
All right.
You know what, to be honest with you, I've never made them. My mom makes them. My sister makes them. Huh. But they're always talk about them. But I'm pretty sure it's a time.
Anytime you do a twice baked potato or any of that stuff, that's the problem. It better be phenomenal.
The amount of time and work
you got to put in.
I would try that with cabbage. I would not try it with kale.
Definitely would order it.
I'm with you. I think traditionally it's made with cabbage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would not try it with kale either. Kale sucks. It does. I mean, like, it got
super... Let's just put it out there. Kale, it sucks.
Yeah, it got really popular for a minute.
Why?
For a while. Mm-hmm. Because somebody decided it was healthier, which, again, it doesn't have much better nutrition value than even iceberg lettuce. But it just became one of those things, like, I eat kale.
For 3 years, everyone's like, dude, kale. I'm like, kale is not new, man.
Kale is a diuretic. That's what kale is.
I agree 100%.
If you're coming back from surgery and you're on any kind of, Percocet or anything that'll back you up, just have a big kale salad, man.
Yeah.
You don't have to eat fruit. Just eat a kale salad. Trust me. I mean, in an hour. Kale does not want to be in your body. As much as you don't want it in your body, it don't want to be in your body either.
It's like, what's the joke I always say, right? Kale's like that 1X. It's bitter.
Right.
Well,
Jesus.
Let's see. Irish stew. Obviously a traditional dish. Casserole cooked with root veggies and lamb, mutton, or beef. Miles, do you remember? Pop quiz. What's the difference between lamb and mutton?
Lamb and mutton. I don't believe there is one.
Yeah, mutton's, we just don't call it sheep.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, right.
So lamb's just a baby one, and mutton is like, I don't know, like why can't we eat sheep?
Like a veal type.
Yeah, right, you have veal, and then you have beef.
Right. But you don't call either of a cow.
You don't.
And if you put it on a sandwich, then all of a sudden it's in the ham world.
But a lamb is a lamb.
Yeah, but
a lamb
is a lamb. Right.
Chicken is a chicken.
But you have like the little lamb chops sometimes and the big lamb chops. So I think there's a difference between the two with the size. So why is it then that I couldn't go get like a really good veal ribeye steak? It's the same animal. It's just a smaller.
It'd be teeny tiny.
It'd still be delicious.
Sure.
And it'd still be a ribeye or
because veal is served in cutlets.
I know. I don't understand why.
Because it's tiny.
Okay.
Let's see. I know. What else do we have on here? Irish coffee is obviously big.
Bam.
I'm willing to bet that a lot of people started the day with an Irish coffee.
Oh, or two or three of them.
Yeah. I just didn't have coffee.
I don't.
Guinness pie, which brings together the Irish staples of beef and Guinness beer. Shepherd's pie is kind of what you recognize. Right. I know you don't like it. I both are team shepherd's pie. I love shepherd's pie.
Well, I will say this about Guinness. No matter what,
and you like all the pot pies, but are you a shepherd's pie?
I don't mind shepherd's pie.
All right.
Guinness, man, you put that in chili, you cook with that.
Guinness is great.
It is a great beer to cook with. Brats, sauerkraut.
And don't forget, it has less calories than a Corona.
It does. Mm-hmm.
It's just dark in nature, but it's actually light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a fantastic beer to cook with.
Corned beef hash. A lot of people like that.
Love it.
Corned beef hash. You know what I mean? To me, that's just a good breakfast. I wouldn't wake up on St. Patrick's Day and be like, we're having corned beef hash.
It's almost the equivalent of a place that knows how to make good hash browns.
Mm-hmm.
If you do one, you can do the other. They have to be crispy on the outside, a little soft in the middle.
I like this one. Cottle. Leftover dish that often features sausage, back bacon, chunky potatoes, onions, and herbs.
See, I'm in. I'm in for that. That sounds delicious.
It is. Let's see. This won't shock you. A lot of these foods were very popular in the Northeast, as we were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But the South. The South still is the South, right?
All right.
Of all the things I just named, what do you think their favorite is?
Favorite Irish food?
Yeah.
Potatoes with cabbage.
Shepherd's pie.
Of course.
Right? Like, oh, what's this giant thing full of gravy, meat, couple veggies, and then covered in mashed potatoes. We'll take that. And apple cake. I've never had apple cake.
Apple cake?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I'd give it a try.
Yeah, it's probably good. But yeah, get out there. Like I said, Irish nachos.
Get your Irish on.
Whatever.
You know what I get when I go to my favorite Irish pub?
Beer?
Black and Salmon?
They have a thing called Side of Bacon.
Side of Bacon?
Side of Bacon, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that.
Pretty good.
Traditional Irish.
Do they write side o' bacon?
Side o' bacon.
Okay, yeah. That makes it authentic.
Now, another kind of crazy thing, I think we were talking, Mike brought this up the other day, but candy sales are at an all-time high.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Some stats on it. Most of the candy is bought at the grocery store now. The checkout line can get to you. Convenience stores, though, saw the biggest jump in candy sales over the past year.
Very convenient.
Mm-hmm. Convenient, and I think a lot of times, with COVID and everything, like, people were kind of scared to go to the grocery store. I think we were doing a lot more just popping in and out of places.
But also, it's appearance, right? So I walk into Safeway. I go up to the register. I have a bag of M&Ms and a thing and Kit Kat. That's it. I don't get weird looks. You walk into a convenience store. That's all you buy. They get it, right?
Yeah. And the grocery store is tough. They have a whole aisle full of candy.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have jelly beans on our counter. They didn't make it a day. There's only five people in the office.
Right.
People just hammered those things, man.
Are they gone?
I think they're all gone. There's still cookies out there.
You sound quite upset.
Are they still there?
Yeah. All right. I was like, damn. Yeah, but I'm saying the grocery store gets you twice because there's the whole aisle of candy, which you're like, those are big bags. You're like, I'm out of the candy world. Then you get up to the counter.
And it's like, here they are again.
It's Mr. Twix.
Danny Twix.
Mr. Twix.
Let's see. 78% of adults say treating yourself to candy every now and then is perfectly fine, which I think most people would agree
with. Sure, of course.
You don't have to outlaw it in your life.
Right.
You probably don't want to be eating candy every day if you're doing stuff. 72% of physical health and emotional well-being are interconnected. So, I don't know. It might just be a trick on your mind, but you have a candy bar and you're like, oh, I feel better.
You get a sugar rush for sure.
I told you, when I was a kid, that was a thing. Every Friday, when my mom got home from work, we would go to the drugstore and you could pick out a candy bar.
What'd you get?
I would mix it up. She was always a payday person.
Okay. I think at that age, I was a whatchamacallit guy.
Whatchamacallits and score bars. Mm-hmm. Man, I love scores.
I love toffee in general.
Yeah.
And peanut butter Twix. Got it.
Let's say this is kind of weird. 2 in 5 Americans follow at least one candy brand on social media.
I do. I follow Reese's Cups.
Yeah, I do too. Let's see. 83% of us say they usually or always eat candy when on a road trip. I agree with that 100%. I don't know what it is, but when you're on a road trip, it's like, let's get some candy.
Especially when you get to that hotel drunk.
And this is a good stat. Everybody, feel good about yourselves. 88% of us share candy with other people at least half of the time we buy it.
Oh, nice. Okay.
88% of us, not Steve the Thrill Hill.
It always says share size. I'm like, I disagree.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
What's up? What is your I'm Not Proud food moment? 206-421-ROCK.
A clean sock. Hello, Jason. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. I got to get a little bit of backstory on this one.
All right.
I was much younger. I was like maybe 7, 8 years old. My aunt had some kind of a party going on. It was like fire truck themed party. Now, 7, 8 year old me, I'm like, oh, this is my aunt's party. She made everything here. There's this cake. And so I thought she made the cake. Well, I was wrong. I was also wrong about this frosting that was sitting on top of the cake that I thought looked interesting. It was shaped like a fire truck. I didn't question what happened when I picked it up and it didn't mush in my hand. I chew into this thing, and the bottom of it, where it was on the cake, was tasting all fine, but the rest of it's all weird and dry and crunchy. And I didn't want to make my aunt feel bad, so I didn't tell her anything about it, and I didn't want to spit it out. Tell my mom afterwards, like, man, that frosting was nasty. He's like, what frosting? You know, the thing was shaped like a fire truck. That wasn't frosting. That was a candle.
You ate a candle?
Yes. To this day, I'm afraid to swallow fire.
And you did not know it was a candle while you're chewing it?
No, I just thought it was bad-tasting frosting.
Okay.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah. Ate a candle.
I'm trying to think. The only thing that I can compare to that was at one point in time, I think my mom got my kids a gingerbread house.
All right.
So I go to construct the gingerbread house, and my kids want to decorate. I said, look, I'll build the actual house tonight, and because it was late. And I said, well, we'll have it ready to go, and then tomorrow we'll decorate the damn thing. You know what I mean? We'll get it ready to go. So you need a little bit of frosting in the corners and everything to kind of like the concrete, so to speak.
Right,
you
know, hold it together.
The adhesive part to build the home. I am struggling with this mightily. For whatever reason, I cannot get the structure to stand up without leaning over and falling. So what do? I go into the kitchen, go into the utility drawer. I grab super glue. I super glued the entire edge of this thing, super glued the roof on. Anywhere that there was a seam or a crease, there was a line of super glue going through this. Get up in the morning. This thing is rock hard, man. It is ready to go. It is a sturdy gingerbread house. Now they can get to their fun part, and they can decorate it. So what do the kids do? They decorate the gingerbread house. They take pictures of it. They're very excited. I run to the grocery store to get to pick up some stuff for dinner. I come back. They show me the pictures. I look down. Half the gingerbread house has been eaten.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I'm like, where did that, you ate that thing? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, God. So I pulled my wife aside at the time. I was like, I super glued that thing with Gorilla Glue last
right.
night. Like, I don't know what, it's dry. It's not wet. It's not like it's closing up your mouth.
But still, you don't know what's in it.
I don't know what,
right.
I don't know what it is. It's
did you
be
not
some,
think they'd eat it?
I just thought it was going to be a decorative thing, you know, for the most part. I had never done a gingerbread house before. So I didn't think that process through.
When you say gingerbread house, honest to God, I never picture someone eating it. I know it's edible, but like you say, man, it's just a decoration.
Yeah, it was just one of those things we were doing for the holidays.
I don't know. We did them when I was kids. It was always like torture. Like, when do we get to eat it?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never eaten one before.
But they never stay up.
Your kids have.
Well, mine did. What is your I'm Not Proud food moment? 206-421-ROCK. Yeah, sir. That's what I did.
Hello, Mark. Welcome to the men's room.
Good afternoon, bitches.
Hola.
You guys ever been to Cold Stone?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure have.
The little plastic spoons they give you to sample the ice creams?
Yeah.
Okay. In there with a buddy of mine, we're waiting to get some ice cream, and they have just spoons sitting on the counter, kind of like you see toothpicks sitting out at a restaurant. So we grab a couple of those, we're just chewing on them while we're waiting. make it up there to the counter to where the gal's at. She goes, are you guys chewing on those spoons? We're like, yeah, what's the big deal? And she points to the sign on the jar that says, already been loved.
Oh.
Why would they have those on the counter?
Right. I mean, why?
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all. All
that's
right,
yeah, man.
All right, man. God damn. It reminds me of the guy. You guys might remember this. He called in years ago. All right. And as the story goes, I mean, his mom went to church like every Sunday or whatever. And then once a month, I believe it was, or every week, one of his mom's friends, older lady, would show up and they kind of did a potluck lunch, potluck dinner, whatever it is. But anyway, the one thing they always wanted this woman to bring, like, man, her deviled eggs. Her deviled eggs are on point. And yeah. Said every time she showed up, everybody gravitates to the deviled eggs. They all eat the deviled eggs. Everyone enjoyed it. But one of the things about the deviled eggs that always amazed everyone was the perfect shape of them, right? So the bottom of the egg is obviously half an egg, but if you've made deviled eggs, it's, you know, when you put the top on, it's always a little gloppy looking, whatever, and you just cover it with a bunch of crap. But hers were perfectly shaped every single time. And he's like, this went on for years. And he finally asked her, after years of eating these things at least once a month or once a week, says, what is your secret to the shape of your deviled eggs? I mean, it just looks so perfect. She said, oh, or after you put the filling in, I take each one and lick it off. And then put it down. And that's how she sculpted all of them. And he realized, like, all of these eggs he's been eating have been in her mouth before anyone. And he said, this is for years and years and years. And I'm like, see, man, that's why sometimes you don't want to ask questions because you really might not like the answer.
I'll tell you what, though. You say that refried beans are the goat of beans.
Of beans.
I'm not so sure. The deviled eggs aren't the goat of eggs. And I've had eggs 9 million different ways in my life. Scrambled, fried, over easy, sunny side up.
I'd agree with that. I would agree with that.
But as just far as just eating it, not including in something, just the egg itself. And I realize they doctored up a little bit, mayonnaise and all that.
Sure, sure.
I'm telling you, man. I think deviled eggs is the best way. If I see deviled eggs, I get excited. And I know I'm probably going to eat like four halves.
You know you're going to. Yeah. Everybody does. When you put down deviled eggs, you know those people don't really leave that table. Like, they might leave the dips for a while. They might even walk away from wings. But wherever the deviled eggs are, people tend to start making conversation. And I'm like, hey, you're making conversation just so you're close to the deviled eggs, and you hope I don't notice how many you eat.
Egg salad, yeah, to me is a close second.
Really?
Pretty well the same thing.
I don't know, man.
Egg salad sandwich?
I'd
rather have
egg
that
salad
than a fried egg sandwich. I'd rather have egg salad than a fried egg sandwich.
It depends.
I like both.
If I can get bacon on my fried egg sandwich, I'm taking the fried egg sandwich. Otherwise, I don't know. I'm taking the fried egg sandwich, man.
Okay. All right. But what is your I'm Not Proud food moment? 206-421-ROCK.
Do that next time I go to brunch or breakfast somewhere.
What's that?
Like omelet, scramble? Nah. Let's take like six deviled eggs.
Can you devil them for me, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
How do you like your eggs?
Deviled. Ooh, I'm going to break that line out next time.
Can you imagine you're working in a kitchen and somebody comes back and goes, this guy wants deviled eggs. Like, the hell with them.
No, yeah, yeah. Tell him to get out of here.
All I would say is this. You might get those deviled eggs. You don't want to eat those deviled eggs.
Yeah.
If you ended up making that cook make something that's not on the menu, you don't want it. Especially if they're real happy about giving it to you. That was always our thing at a restaurant. Like, yeah, we'll hook them up. Don't you worry about it. Or if a waiter came back and said, man, that guy at table 15 is driving me crazy. I'm like, look at the ticket. Like, don't worry, we'll take care of it for you. He won't know, but you'll feel better when we tell you at the end of your shift.
Want more of The Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look who it is from his basement dungeon studio bar, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for the one and only Ryan Castle.
I'm happy to report since the last time we spoke, Rufus has come home and he's doing fine, like nothing ever happened.
Oh, wonderful.
What else did they find in his belly?
Well, so it was just that thing, but that thing was huge. So it expanded quite a bit. You know, it was the size of, you know, maybe a little bit larger than a tennis ball, not quite a softball. But he had like pulled it apart because it's made of wool, right? So he had pulled it apart and then swallowed the whole thing. So it was like, I mean, like two rolled up big gym socks came out of him. You know what I mean? And he had managed to swallow the whole thing all at once. The guy showed it to me. He's like, do you want to keep it? I said, no, I don't think I need to keep it. But thank you for letting me see it. It was impressive.
So have you Rufus-proofed the house?
Yes. Well, he's been pretty calm lately because he's on a lot of drugs. That's what happens when they cut you from your sternum to your pelvis. Oh, they give you drugs.
Yeah. I bet that was cheap.
Yeah, but you know, like today, it's like nothing ever happened. He wants to play, wants to run in the yard. Like, bro, you got to stay in the house. You got to calm down. Maybe taking you back and having him redo your sutures or something, you know? So, but yeah, everything's good. It's like nothing ever happened, which means he's learned nothing from the experience.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. All right, well, today we're going to come back to the world of music videos.
Yeah, so, you know, everybody got their start somewhere. You know, Miles was a fourth string punter. Thrill used to sleep on grates on the street for warmth. Ted hung out for a long time until they finally put him on payroll. You know, we all start somewhere. So these are actors. These are actors that started, and you may or may not know this, in music videos. So I thought I could play you the song, and then you guys could tell me whether or not you know the actor that was in this music video.
Bands are still making music videos, right?
They are. They really
are. They are, yes. I know. It's for the YouTubes now.
And so that's exactly where it goes, and no one really ever sees it, I guess.
I mean, fans do, but it used to be you saw the video of any band, whether you liked the band or not, right?
I think they should bring back Friday night videos. You know what I mean?
That would be fun.
Just two or three.
Well, I mean, look, if you look at a video like Guns N' Roses' November Rain, I mean, that thing's gotten 1 billion views since YouTube came out. I mean, people are definitely watching videos.
See, the difference is, if I knew what I was going to go look for, then I would go look for it. But when the videos were on television, even if it was a band you did not know and weren't aware of.
Yeah, you got introduced.
Yeah, you're exposed to whoever. Maybe it was just the fact that somebody was attractive. Maybe it was the fact that the video was cool. You know what I mean?
Or you would see a 35-second clip of it on Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So these are 10 actors.
And they would tell you whether it was good or not.
10 actors who got their start in music videos on Sin's 10.
Number 10.
Shimon. Michael Jackson.
Miles, you're being ignorant.
He just made up words. Chimone.
Chimone. Right, who's in the bad video?
Do you know who's in the bad video? And as soon as I say it, you're going to go, oh, yeah. Because remember, back in the day, when music videos were in their heyday, every music video, there was like a 3.5-minute song, but the video was 6 minutes long. So it was like a three-minute setup. You know what I mean? And you remember Michael Jackson walking around in the parking garage, and he runs into some young toughies. And has to prove that he's bad by dancing.
He is bad.
That is, well, it's how the Sharks and Jets settle their scores. Why not?
What did he say? He said Shimone? Shimone.
Is that Macaulay talking?
No, he was in the Neverland Ranch, which was a different video. I don't know.
So who's in the video?
Wesley Snipes.
Oh,
what?
Chimone.
All right.
Chimone. You got to go back and check out the video from bed. You'll be like, oh, yeah, there's Wesley Snipes. Pre-Blade.
These are 10 actors who got their start in music videos on Sin Spin.
Number nine. Need to all the way.
Little Toto action.
Yep. Toto and Journey, Climate Change Arena. Yeah.
Miles, we're going. I got us tickets.
Man. Get us up there close to the front, man, because you know how much I find those guys to be really sexy.
Of course. I'm sure there'll be some 60-plus, you know, shirtless action going on, too.
Show your boobs.
She barely lifts her shirt. Weight. There they are.
I don't remember this video very well.
She puts her hands up, and you can see them. the video is Rosanna for Toto in 1982. The actor that got his start here, Patrick Swayze. He was a dancer in this video.
Get out of here.
Somehow that makes sense.
Patrick.
Anyone else?
Swayze had sick moves before Dirty Dancing.
10 actors who got their start in music videos on Sin's 10.
Eight, number eight.
Nobody ever talked about the fact that Paula Abdul had a love affair with an animated cat named after poop.
Scat Cat?
Scat Cat.
Yeah. I think they're trying to forget that.
This is not that video, though. Same era. The song is Forever Your Girl. Who was in this video?
Arsenio?
Well, she was an L.A. Laker cheerleader before.
Right.
Yeah, and Arsenio was already a thing in 1989.
I'll say Magic Johnson.
You know who it is? This is going to blow you away. Elijah Wood played one of her kids in this video.
What?
Huh. All right.
Yeah.
I would not have guessed that.
No. Okay.
He was big then.
That's a weird one. 10 actors who got their start in music videos.
Number seven. I was crying when I met you.
Alicia Silverstone.
That's right.
Yes.
Too easy. She was in a couple Aerosmith videos along with Liv Tyler. They both got their start there.
Yeah, man.
They both got their start.
Yeah, they
were great videos.
Huh, I mean, Liv Tyler, come on, man. Hey, Dad, can I make a video?
Sure.
I'm
saying, like, I just, yeah. I just assumed she was an actress first.
That was a special time at videos for me in 1993.
Yeah. Oh, Castle, I'm with you. I could be downstairs right now hoping nobody comes downstairs.
For who, Liv Tyler or Alicia?
Alicia, both.
Either one, man.
These videos were great.
That's what you do with two hands. One for each of them.
That's amazing, crazy, crying lion, Aaron Aerosmith.
Yeah.
10 actors who got their start in music videos on Sit and Spin. Sit
number six.
I prayed that the days would last. They went so fast. Tropical, the island breeze. All
Here's another fun fact about this song. I never liked Madonna.
No, not at all.
I don't remember the video.
Is this...
La Isla Bonita is the song, and a very famous actor was in this video.
Is this the one where she's got like a crucifix and everything?
No, that was like a prayer.
All right.
We both knew that way too fast.
Because that's the only song I could think of where she'd have a crucifix.
Well, no, she had another one where she's like in a church and there's like a big muscly black dude.
All right, I'm not tracking with that one.
Okay.
Did you hang out in the basement to that one too, Ted?
There was a few times with Madonna, yes.
Who was in this one?
It was Benicio del Toro was in this video.
Oh.
All right.
That's weird. Yeah. Okay. That's how he got his start? He's like an Academy Award winning actor.
Yeah, right. I know. And you started in a video for Madonna, huh?
Yeah.
10 actors who got their start in music videos.
Number five.
Love Shack, baby, Love Shack.
Love Shack, baby!
This one is pretty on brand, I think. RuPaul was in this video in 1989.
Somehow that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that works for sure.
Box money.
I get paid to kind of sing in the band.
Rock Lobster.
How big's that car? It's as big as a whale.
Down.
Everything I say sounds like a late night infomercial.
Down.
But wait, there's down. More.
Down.
They asked me to be removed from a bar once in Milwaukee in the late 90s, the B-52s.
Why did they ask you to be removed?
Because I was being an obnoxious ass.
You were just at the show and they singled you out in the crowd and told you to leave?
No, we were in a hotel bar. We were staying in the same hotel.
And they made you leave the hotel bar?
Yes, and I was underage.
It's not their bar.
So that's all you need to know.
Oh, gotcha. 10 actors who got their start in a music video.
Number four.
That boy's just a walk-away joke. Born to be a believer, tell you from the word go. Destined to deceiver, he's a
The year is 1992. This actor, who is also an Academy Award winner now, was just in college when he was in this video for Trisha Yearwood's Walk Away Joe.
Name a movie he's been in.
Dallas Buyers Club. Is that what?
McConaughey.
Hey, you got
right,
it.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
Hey.
Oh, there you go. All right.
Yeah. Golly. Trisha Yearwood. Okay. These are 10 actors who got their starts in music video.
Number three.
All right, Janet.
This works. She was in this video. She was also a dancer on In Living Color.
Oh, Jennifer Lopez.
J-Lo.
Yep.
Yeah.
1993. That's the way love goes, which I'm sure Ted enjoyed in the basement as well.
Janet Jackson snuck in there sometimes.
And J-Lo. Once again, that's a two-hand.
Right, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
You're a juggler.
Jamie J-Lo, right.
That's a two-hand pants visit right there.
I'm a Western grip.
I feel like I should bring up a Maxim magazine.
Mm-hmm.
These are 10 actors who got their start in a music video.
Number two.
Into the great wide open.
So this person was on Friends. And he was in a handful of videos in the early 90s. Bon Jovi's video for Miracle in 90. He was in Walk Away from Alanis Morissette in 91. And then Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers Into the Great Wide Open, which I believe was 91 as well.
I'm just going to guess LeBlanc.
It was Matt LeBlanc.
All right.
Damn.
Apparently, dude just found his way into music videos.
Well, and Courtney Cox was in a Springsteen video, too.
She was. Yeah.
Way back in the day.
Dancing in the dark.
Worst dance I've ever seen in a video.
Hey, baby.
Then she comes up on stage.
Yeah, baby. 10 actors who got the start of music videos.
Number one.
Bang, bang. Ooh, baby, what's your move?
This She Bangs, that's about a haircut, right?
This is the cover of the William Hung song, She Bangs.
Yeah.
done by Ricky Martin in 2000. This person was a dancer in this movie, not known to be a dancer, although I think he was a dancer was it L.A. Story? Is that the name of the movie?
L.A. Story.
Who is it?
Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum.
He was a stripper in West Virginia, man. He was a stripper.
Okay.
Which sounds like a setup for a joke,
doesn't
it?
That's how he started out.
There was a stripper in West Virginia.
Yes, exactly. It's part of the Mail Review.
How do you know the stripper's from West Virginia? They make a whistling sound when they run across the stage.
Because every woman that I know from West Virginia always mentions the fact that she wished she would have gone and seen him naked.
Well, of course.
That's why.
He's so famous, I wish I'd gone and seen him naked.
Back to the basement.
Can't get enough of the Men's Room? Listen to the Men's Room Daily Podcast on the radio.com app.
Hello, Bobby. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello, Thrill. Is that you, man?
It's me.
Got a question?
Dude, for the record, I am team no longer sober.
All right, Bobby. All right. Welcome to Big Dummy.
How the F are you boys doing tonight?
We're doing good, Bobby. Thank you. Thank you, Mike, our men's room poll. You got to train a circus animal. Bobby, will it be a bear, a tiger, a chimp, or an elephant?
You know, I think I'd go with a tiger.
Tiger.
All right,
tiger. He's going to kill your ass quick.
That's fun.
Yeah. Probably a lot of people are wishing that would happen.
Yeah, I can see that. All right there, Bobby. Speaking of Bobbies, Bobby Fischer was the first American world champion of what?
Bobby Fischer. You got me there. I have no idea.
Chess.
Chess?
Mm-hmm.
Chess. Okay. See, you got me there, man. I don't play chess.
Get out of here.
Are you kidding me?
I figure I'd see you every Wednesday night at chess night.
Yeah.
Me and you in the
Come
park.
On.
Me and you in the park.
Yeah,
I got a question for Thrill, man. You're a bass player, right?
That is correct.
Okay. Steve Harris, Les Claypool, or Cliff Burton?
It depends what I'm going for, man. I mean, Steve Harris is very consistent in his approach. Iron Maiden, if you're not paying attention. Les Claypool can obviously play anything, but he's kind of in the Willy Wonka world, right? Which I dig from time to time. It's like, it's cool, but it's not something I can listen to all the time. And then Cliff Burton, he was just the man. So I guess all things being equal, I would take Cliff Burton, Steve Harris, then Les Claypool. Not because I think they're necessarily better than the other ones, but as far as music I like, that's the order I would go.
All three, I'm going to crank it up anyway.
Mm-hmm. So, right? I want to say Claypool auditioned for Metallica. After Cliff Burton died, all right? Because they knew each other. And they basically told him, like, dude, you're too good.
Go do something else. Man, you got your own thing going.
Yeah, they were like, dude, we just don't know that you hear music the way we do. So, all right.
Right, yeah.
Here's your question. In computing, the term bit is an abbreviation of what?
Binary.
Here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
My bad, I'm still here. Like I said, I'm not on team sober.
We got you, man. Mm-hmm. By the way, the answer is binary digit.
Oh,
so bit. Binary digit.
Okay. All right.
All right, here's your question.
Let's see how big a dummy I am.
I think we have a pretty good idea.
Big dummy.
Yeah, right? Like I said, I'm not on team silver. I just left the bar.
All right. Well, here's your question.
Jay.
In honor of, what the hell is this called? St. Patrick's Day. Apparently Elmer's rubbing off on me. Whatever today is. Sir, we're going to test out your Irish slang. And suddenly you say, we had a bit of a gas that day. All right? Are you saying you had a fight that day, you had fun that day, there was rain that day, or you had no money that day?
I'd say we had a bit of a fight that day.
No, a bit of a gas? That's a bit of fun, my friend.
Yeah,
a
gas.
Jumping Jack Flash.
It's a gas.
Oh, you know me, laddies. It's been a while since I've been to the homeland, you know.
All right, the question. Very important to me.
Okay.
What city did Lando Calrissian live in?
City of the Clouds.
You're right.
It's like saying the City of the Angels.
Los Angeles?
Oh, Jesus. Cloud City.
Oh, Cloud City.
Right. That's okay, why you were so bad. Close.
Yes, yes.
That's because all that Chiba he was smoking.
Question five.
Yeah, but close is like horseshoes and hand grenades, right?
All right, the question, who was Joseph Merrick better known as?
Ah, some call him John.
Yeah, I don't know that one. Joseph Merrick.
Yeah, man. He was the...
You might not know his name, but you know who he is. It's the Elephant Man.
Oh, okay. You got me there, Thrill.
He's like, from the waist down.
Want to see the other trunk?
Don't get Bobby fired up.
No. All right, your question.
Sorry.
What baseball teams suffered the curse of the Bambino?
The Red Sox.
Nice work, Bobby.
That is
nice.
Correct.
All right, I think we have time for maybe one more contestant on Big Nugget.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah. Oh, good God. It couldn't be.
By the way, how long does it have to be? How long do you lose before it becomes a curse?
They went, what, 70-some years or something like that?
Oh, I think it was longer than that, right? Because it was 1918, and then they won in 2004. I wonder if, like, a guy in his prime, it's like your main guy, leaves town. Like,
that was 86-year curse.
86-year. Okay. All right.
That's it.
Hello, Susie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hello, Susie. Are you sober or not sober?
I'm team sober.
All right, Susie, welcome to the show. You sound nice and happy today. All right, our men's room poll. You got to train a circus animal. Susie, will you train a bear, a tiger, a chimp, or an elephant?
An elephant.
Okay, Susie and the elephant.
Is that one of your porn titles for later today?
Children's book.
Somebody here says, Ola Thrill, on the subject of bass players, what are your thoughts of Justin Chancellor from Tool? He's one of the best, easily. Period. No questions asked.
I don't feel like I don't. Why doesn't he get brought up all the time in that same realm?
I think because Tool itself is just kind of such a massive presence as a band. Right. And Maynard is the spokes guy for it. But honest to God, the stuff that he does, in my opinion, is some of the best stuff that has happened in rock music in the last 60 years. Easily.
Bass talk.
That's right, bass talk.
Is he the best bass player that uses a pick?
People would argue, but yeah, because I'm a finger guy.
Can I ask you a serious question? Yeah. Hey, Steve, can I ask you something?
Miles, no!
Don't sing the song!
Can I ask you something? Why are all bass players the tallest members of the band? You look at Tool.
All right.
You look at Guns N' Roses. You look at...
Not Chili Peppers.
It's the one except... He's like 6'7".
Ben Shepherd.
So people can see them.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why are you all tall?
You know what, Susie, you're right, so people can see us. Otherwise, nobody cares.
I'm just curious.
You know, I'm watching the keytars get ass. I played bass in the band. All right, your question. In the movie Citizen Kane, who or what was Rosebud?
I didn't see that one. I don't know.
It was a sled. Spoiler alert. It's a sled. I hated that movie.
Okay.
All right, your question. James and the Giant Peach ends with the peach being impaled on what?
The Empire State Building.
All right, very good.
Did you have any idea?
No.
I didn't either. Mike mouthed it to me instantly. She knew instantly.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
That was one of my favorite movies as a kid. It's also a Roald Dahl book.
Okay. Kind of glad that's over.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
All right, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and see the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Real quick, one more comment. Wet towel on an unmade bed.
No! These are all strong, though.
VD, I'm glad you joined us. You're going to love today's shot of the
day.
I was going to show you the story earlier, but you're in one of your 8,000 freaking meetings.
You're welcome.
Yes.
We should have also thrown in television selections.
Oh, the TV shows?
Yeah.
Yeah, some shows I'm smart enough where I'm like, when she watches Euphoria, right? I've seen bits and pieces of the show.
However.
It's fine, but I know not to say anything.
Right.
You'd have to suck me out of the carpet with a wet vac if I even suggested that she turn that off.
But then you still hear it if you decide to go into a different room.
Correct.
And watch something different. And now you're the bad person because you didn't want to stay there with them.
What's wrong with the show?
I just don't like it. The show's fine. I don't want to be there.
Why don't you want to sit with me? Well, because I don't like this show.
Why do you leave when I watch The Mandalorian? It's the same thing.
Right.
It's like anti-interest.
Not saying.
All right, today we chose 57-year-old Christopher Adams of Shelbyville, Indiana. Hmm. Christopher is an egg farmer. Paramedics were called to his home around 11:30 p.m. when he was found naked, bloody, and unresponsive on the henhouse floor. Paramedics arrived. They found Christopher bloody and with a 5-pound chicken sticking out of his rectum.
What?
Oh.
What? What?
A live chicken that was, quote,
no,
loudly clucking. Paramedics briefly tried to remove the agitated bird, but to no avail. Christopher and his ass chicken were then transported to the hospital.
Ass chicken, yeah.
According to the doctor who extracted the bird after an extremely delicate 7-hour surgical intervention, they're calling it, they say both the man and animal would have died if they'd waited any longer, which, by the way, is what doctors say about anything.
Right.
Quote, the bird was dying of suffocation when it got here. It had already badly lacerated the patient's bowels in a desperate attempt to get out. And it was still gashing like crazy.
Beer butt chicken.
The hen was finally extracted the following morning, suffering only minor physical injuries from its ordeal. While Mr. Adams, he needed 7 blood transfusions and more than 780 stitches.
Oh.
The doctor says it's a miracle that both the farmer and his animal are still alive. In question, what caused the bird to get there? The doctor who extracted the hen from Mr. Adams' rectal cavity says, oh, we already covered that. Yes, both of them survived. Couldn't believe it. The ASPCA has taken the hen into custody for the duration of its investigation into a 5-pound living chicken was inserted into his butt. We'll let you do the math.
Wow.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill. Also available on radio.com.
Aw, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Can't get enough of the Men's Room? Listen to the Men's Room Daily Podcast on the Radio.com app.
Hello, Bobby. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello, Frillo. Is that you, man?
It's me.
Got a question?
Dude, for the record, I am team no longer sober.
All right, Bobby. All right. Welcome to Big Dummy.
How the F are you boys doing tonight?
We're doing good, Bobby. Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Our Men's Room poll. You got to train a circus animal. Bobby, will it be a bear, a tiger, a chimp, or an elephant?
You know, I think I'd go with a tiger.
Tiger,
all right, tiger.
He's going to kill your ass quick.
That's fun.
Yeah. Probably a lot of people are wishing that would happen.
Yeah, I can see that. All right there, Bobby. Speaking of Bobbies, Bobby Fischer was the first American world champion of what?
Bobby Fischer. You got me there. I have no idea.
Chess.
Chess?
Mm-hmm.
Chess. Okay. See, you got me there, man. I don't play chess.
Get out of here.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I figure I see you every Wednesday night at chess night. Yeah. Me and you in the park. Me and you in the park. Yeah,
I got a question for Thrill, man. You're a bass player, right?
That is correct.
Okay. Steve Harris, Les Claypool, or Cliff Burton?
It depends what I'm going for, man. I mean, Steve Harris is very consistent in his approach, Iron Maiden, if you're not paying attention. Les Claypool can obviously play anything, but he's kind of in the Willy Wonka world, right? Which I dig from time to time. It's like, it's cool, but it's not something I can listen to all the time. And then Cliff Burton, he was just the man. So I guess all things being equal, I would take Cliff Burton, Steve Harris, then Les Claypool. Not because I think they're necessarily better than the other ones, but as far as music I like, that's the order I would go.
All three, I'm going to crank it up anyway.
So. Right? I want to say Claypool auditioned for Metallica. After Cliff Burton died, all right? Because they knew each other. And they basically told him, like, dude, you're too good.
Go do something else. Man, you got your own thing going.
Yeah, they were like, dude, we just don't know that you hear music the way we do. So, all right.
Right, yeah.
Here's your question. In computing, the term bit is an abbreviation of what?
Binary.
Here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
My bad, I'm still here. Like I said, I'm not on team sober.
We got you, man. Mm-hmm. By the way, the answer is binary digit. Binary digit.
Okay. All right.
All right, here's your question.
Let's see how big a dummy I am.
I think we have a pretty good idea.
Big dummy.
Yeah, right? Like I said, I'm not on team sober. I just left the bar.
All right, well, here's your question.
Jay.
In honor of, what the hell is this called? St. Patrick's Day. Apparently Elmer's rubbing off on me. Whatever today is. Sir, we're going to test out your Irish slang. And suddenly you say, we had a bit of a gas that day. All right? Are you saying you had a fight that day, you had fun that day, there was rain that day, or you had no money that day?
I'd say we had a bit of a fight that day.
No, a bit of a gas, that's a bit of fun, my friend.
Yeah, a gas. Jumpin' Jack Flash, gas.
Oh, you know me, laddies. It's been a while since I've been to the homeland, you know.
I heard the question. It's very important to me.
Okay.
What city did Lando Calrissian live in?
City of the Clouds.
You're right.
It's like saying the City of the Angels.
Los Angeles?
Oh, Jesus. Cloud City.
Oh, Cloud City.
Right. That's okay, why you were bad. So close.
Yes.
That's because all that Chiba he was smoking.
Question five.
Close is like horseshoes and hand grenades, right?
All right, the question, who was Joseph Merrick better known as?
Some call him John.
Yeah, I don't know that one. Joseph Merrick.
You might not know his name, but you know who he is. It's the Elephant Man.
Oh, okay. You got me there, Terrell.
He's like, from the waist down.
Want to see the other trunk?
Don't get Bobby fired up.
No. All right, your question.
Sorry.
What baseball teams suffered the curse of the Bambino?
The Red Sox.
Nice work.
That is correct.
All right, I think we have time for maybe one more contestant on Big Nugget.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Oh, good God. It couldn't be.
By the way, how long does it have to be? How long do you lose before it becomes a curse?
They went, 70-some years or something like that?
Oh, I think it was longer than that, right? Because it was 1918, and then they won in 2004. I just wonder if, like, a guy in his prime, it's like your main guy, leaves town. Like,
86-year curse.
86-year. Okay. All right.
That's it.
Hello, Susie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hello, Susie. Are you sober or not sober?
I'm team sober.
All right, Susie, welcome to the show. You sound nice and happy today. All right, our men's room poll. You got to train a circus animal. Susie, will you train a bear, a tiger, a chimp, or an elephant?
An elephant.
Okay, Susie and the elephant.
Is that one of your porn titles for later today?
Children's book.
Somebody here says, Ola Thrill, on the subject of bass players, what are your thoughts of Justin Chancellor from Tool? He's one of the best, easily. Period. No questions asked.
I don't feel like I don't. Why doesn't he get brought up all the time in that same realm?
I think because Tool itself is just kind of such a massive presence as a band. Right. And Maynard is the spokes guy for it. But honest to God, the stuff that he does, in my opinion, is some of the best stuff that has happened in rock music in the last 60 years. Easily.
Bass talk.
That's right, bass talk.
Is he the best bass player that uses a pick?
People would argue, but yeah, because I'm a finger guy.
Can I ask you a serious question? Yeah. Hey, Steve, can I ask you something?
Miles, no!
Don't sing the song!
Can I ask you something? Why are all bass players the tallest members of the band? You look at Tool.
All right.
You look at Guns N' Roses. You look at...
He's like 6'7".
You look at Ben Shepherd. That's what I'm saying. Like, why are you all tall?
You know what, Susie, you're right, so people can see us. Otherwise, nobody cares.
I'm just curious.
You know, I'm watching the keytars get ass. I played bass in the band. All right, your question. In the movie Citizen Kane, who or what was Rosebud?
I didn't see that one. I don't know.
It was a sled. Spoiler alert. It's a sled. I hated that movie.
Okay.
All right, your question. James and the Giant Peach ends with the peach being impaled on what?
The Empire State Building.
All right, very good.
Did you have any idea?
No.
I didn't either. Mike mouthed it to me instantly. She knew instantly.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
That was one of my favorite movies as a kid. It's also a Roald Dahl book.
Okay. Kind of glad that's over.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
All right, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Real quick, one more comment. Wet towel on an unmade bed.
No! These are all strong, though.
VD, I'm glad you joined us. You're going to love today's shot of the
show.
I was going to show you the story earlier, but you're in one of your 8,000 freaking meetings.
You're welcome.
Yes.
We should have also thrown in television selections.
Oh, the TV shows?
Yeah.
Yeah, some shows I'm smart enough where I'm like, what she watches, Euphoria, right? I've seen bits and pieces of the show.
However.
It's fine, but I know not to say anything.
Right.
You'd have to suck me out of the carpet with a wet vac if I even suggested that she turn that off.
But then you still hear it if you decide to go into a different room.
Correct.
And watch something different. And now you're the bad person because you didn't want to stay there with them.
What's wrong with the show? I just don't like it. The show's fine. I don't want to be there.
Why don't you want to sit with me? Well, because I don't like this show.
Why do you leave when I watch The Mandalorian? It's the same thing.
Right.
It's like anti-interest.
Not saying.
All right, today we chose 57-year-old Christopher Adams of Shelbyville, Indiana. Hmm. Christopher is an egg farmer. Paramedics were called to his home around 11:30 p.m. when he was found naked, bloody, and unresponsive on the henhouse floor. Paramedics arrived. They found Christopher bloody and with a 5-pound chicken sticking out of his rectum.
What?
Oh.
What? What?
A live chicken that was, quote,
no,
loudly clucking. Paramedics briefly tried to remove the agitated bird, but to no avail. Christopher and his ass chicken were then transported to the hospital.
Ass chicken, yeah.
According to the doctor who extracted the bird after an extremely delicate 7-hour surgical intervention, they're calling it, they say both the man and animal would have died if they'd waited any longer, which, by the way, is what doctors say about anything.
Right.
Quote, the bird was dying of suffocation when it got here. It had already badly lacerated the patient's bowels in a desperate attempt to get out. And it was still gashing like crazy.
Beer butt chicken.
The hen was finally extracted the following morning, suffering only minor physical injuries from its ordeal. While Mr. Adams, he needed 7 blood transfusions and more than 780 stitches.
Oh.
The doctor says it's a miracle that both the farmer and his animal are still alive. In question, what caused the bird to get there? The doctor who extracted the hen from Mr. Adams' rectal cavity says, oh, we already covered that. Yes, both of them survived. Couldn't believe it. The ASPCA has taken the hen into custody for the duration of its investigation into a 5-pound living chicken was inserted into his butt. We'll let you do the math.
Wow.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill. Also available on radio.com.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.